Hey, you guys. I feel like we're gonna go on a double date right now. I'm going on a date with Jason, and we're meeting you guys at a super popular restaurant in Hollywood. My name's Kayla, but you guys have all met. You guys are all meeting there, and I'm a little bit late.
Like always.
Are you guys okay with your drinks while you wait?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. And you're sure we can't be seated if the party's not fully here?
Not until there's all four together. I'm so sorry. But we can get you drinks from the bar.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here she... Uh-oh. Hi. Babe, come on.
Hi, honey.
Babe, come on. Babe.
Hi.
Come on.
What? Oh, what?
You are very late.
Babe.
It's okay, guys. It's
I feel
fine.
Really, really bad.
You want the table? Let's get the table going.
Okay, so yeah, we're all here now.
Because your table is right here, right this way,
great.
And you can
sit down.
Thanks. But I really want to tell you guys.
Because we had to wait.
I have a
is
really.
Is all we had to wait for you to get here to even sit down.
Babe. Okay, but the reason why is because I'm an Aries. And the thing is that naturally, I sort of grooved my own time. And anyway, I'm sorry.
It's only that they were just telling me about how their car was stolen. And I understand, like, you want to come in and make it all about you. But, like, they were actually in the middle of, like, a very...
And we're okay. We're shaken.
Yeah.
We're really shaken.
Yeah. No, rattled. You guys, I would describe you as rattled.
We were held up at gunpoint. But we jumped in a lift and we came right. Okay.
Babe.
I'm just saying.
Their car was stolen and they were here on time, is what I'm saying.
At a stoplight.
And your excuse for being late was that you're an Aries.
Listen.
Kayla, I'm just mad.
We're all safe and that's the great news.
Okay, but wait. It was pretty much what? Honda Accord or like.
It was a Civic.
Probably not even like.
What are you doing?
And also, it makes for a great story, which is awesome. It's a better story than what I have, which is to say that my ex-boyfriend shot himself in front of me. And
That's not true. Kayla, no.
Yeah.
That is not true.
It's true.
Who? Which ex-boyfriend? Who?
Right.
That's the problem right there. See?
Honestly.
Look at that. She can't even relight.
Unless he shot himself
relight
in front of
relight
you tonight.
That's a fake name.
Babe, what are you doing? You are spiraling.
You know what? It's okay.
You know what? Okay. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I want
to
pay for it.
Can we order before you go to the bathroom, though?
Hey, who wants yaman?
What?
Excuse me?
What?
Who wants yaman?
It's like Spanish ham. I don't think that's how it's pronounced. Like it's 100%.
Yeah, that's not...
Babe.
Spanish ham.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay.
I'm going to the bathroom. I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
We'll get the apps in.
Okay, you guys just put yaman in. What? This is not a reggae song.
So, Kayla, you're... Jason's told us so much about you. And, you know what?
Like what?
That you're kind of bouncing around right now. You haven't really settled into a job per se, but you're kind of just...
I have a lot of different passions, for sure.
Kind of running your
own. I feel like I'm sort of like an octopus, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I've got a lot of different tentacles in different arenas, you know?
Totally.
I'm an artist, and I'm also a mathematician.
I heard about your show, your exhibit that you did over on Melrose. It was really out there kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was really cool. My dad helped me with a little bit of that,
is your shirt supposed to, because it's kind of falling over there?
You should put that up. Pull it up.
Yeah. Are you afraid of my tits?
Not at all.
It's just a restaurant and everyone.
Not at all. I just didn't know if you meant for that.
Ooh,
or...
someone's threatened by femininity.
She's not.
No, I mean, I'm a woman. I have tits. You know, I'm a woman myself.
You might be a little bit scared.
No, I just want to let you know if it's a choice, that's great. I love it.
No, it's totally.
Okay, babe, put your tit away. What are you doing? What is going on right now?
I'm sorry, but you know what?
What is going on? You're not breastfeeding.
Okay,
you're not lactating.
But I could be.
Of course you could be. In which case, this would be maybe appropriate if you had a baby. What is going on?
Raise your hand if Jason's being a dick.
I
you
just,
are...
We should order the apps.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get these apps.
Really, take your order in right now.
Yeah, can we have the apps?
The app, just the appetizer, apps, the platter, yeah.
Just all the
whole
apps.
Platter, and anything else to drink.
I want the tiny little clams.
Did you even look at the menu?
This isn't that place. This is the other
Jason,
place.
Jason, I love the tiny.
I know, but they don't.
Clams.
That's. I asked you.
Littlest tiny clams. You know I love that.
I don't have clams.
I know. You know what? Just give us a minute. We're going to go through the
anything that is good is fine.
Just I love you guys, by the way. You guys are by far the coolest of Jason's friends.
Oh, thank you. So yeah, much. Thank you. Really we were just talking about her art exhibit that she did there. Did you?
Oh, you guys heard about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jason said it was really, really good.
Yeah, it was. It was
he's
going to
buy a lot of my art.
Yeah.
Did you buy it?
He's going to.
Oh, I'm deciding which pieces.
How many buyers did you have?
He wants sort of the Alpine vagina piece, which is sort of, I call it, what do I call it?
What do you call your own art?
Paw pine.
I want to make sure that by how I understand it, you buy like paintings that you might see in like a diner or like a hotel and you just vagina on. Okay. Oh.
No. Well.
Like you just paint a vagina on top of someone's art already.
I sort of get inspired.
Got it.
I'm sort of puss inspired.
Sure. So it's like a
puss inspired.
And that's yeah. And that
also,
that was the
perhaps name. Why you're obsessed with tiny clams.
Perspired makes me is an uncomfortable word for me because my image is
a sweaty vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm with you on that one. And that seems to be the part of the body that would sweat the least, but probably sweats the most. Just because you've got the most clothing on top of it.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
I feel like I have to say, yeah, I don't think it sweats the most.
Yeah.
You're
right. That was stupid.
I
have to tell you something, June. I really, really like you.
Thank you. That's
I
very
feel
nice.
Like you're like a total kindred spirit. You're like a woman who gets it, you know?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
I feel that too. Yeah.
You do it with me?
Yeah. You know what? I do. I think... I love your sass, and I love that you are who you are, and
I pride myself on being real.
And you are very.
Like what?
No, you're very,
tell her she's real.
No, she's, babe.
Okay, I'm just.
Yeah, what am
babe.
I?
She's a very real.
Okay.
Gal. And I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy to meet, you know, any friend of Jason's, as I always say.
Yeah.
Said that
always.
A number of times.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, any friend of Jason's
that's
is a friend
so
of mine.
Cool. That
and that's
so
what this
cool.
is, it seems. It's just a really nice friendship, right, Jason?
It's so cool to be with somebody so much older.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a friendship, though. Yeah.
Well,
point,
I mean, it's.
Really.
I mean, I don't. We say we don't want to, like, put labels on
we
things.
We shouldn't.
Yeah.
We shouldn't.
You know? Oh, and we shouldn't put
we
labels on things, you know, especially, you know, anything that could be binding in any way,
oh
shape,
my God.
Or form.
And that's how we got to the situation that we're at today,
which is
labeling.
Right.
With the current.
Babe, don't.
Thing.
Wherever this is going, I'm going to beg you to not. I'm going to beg you to not. Please don't, babe.
It's just the
babe,
current
for real,
thing.
Just don't. Just like leave it alone, walk away.
Really...
Look at the menu. What's on the menu that you want?
Oh, I'm sorry, my intellect bothers you.
You're holding the menu upside down.
Okay. Well, you know what? It turns out I may be too smart for your friend.
You're not too smart. We're just, you know what? We got this started off on the wrong foot, I feel like.
I think so, too.
We
I want to really
yeah.
just
you know, I think it mostly...
We're
probably,
still shaken up.
Should we talk about our car? Because, let's
That's
get
crazy.
Into it.
Well, let's also...
Terrifying.
Do we all know what we're eating?
I'll make something
because if he comes
happen.
Back, I want to make
I'm
sure.
Ready,
I'm going to do this
don't
pork
worry.
Chop.
I want
I'm ready to take your orders
plans.
Now.
Chicken,
would you like?
Any kind of chicken is
you
good.
You want just any chicken? Chicken parm? Is the chicken parm okay?
If it's Tuesday, it's salmon. So there you go. I'll take the
salmon. For you? Yes,
I'll do that pork chop.
And what about for you, young lady?
I will do the Prince Edward Island mussels, please.
Babe, this isn't that's the same place as the clams.
This is not a seafood
Babe, this
restaurant.
This isn't a seafood place. You said specifically you didn't want seafood tonight.
Smokehouse.
Okay. ask me again. Wait, what's your name? You're funny.
Babe.
What?
Fred.
Just make the menu choice.
Yeah, I just want to get this order in and get things.
We have to get back.
Yeah,
I will get the foie gras.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Can I just say something? That it's actually a really terrible dish to order in terms of animals, and I don't mean to offend you at
all. She's a real animal head.
No, I'm an animal head?
Yeah, you're a real animal head.
My God, that is so crazy, because I can tell you are so beautiful,
Thank you.
I could totally see, like, at the end of the day, that you sort of have a horse brain for a brain.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
And that's a compliment, right?
Oh, yeah, because I love horses. Horses are beautiful.
Because
horses
of the horse's intellect is off the charts.
Oh, my God.
For the animal kingdom.
Remember, honey?
Yeah, that's my most favorite.
I said to her, I have to say, I'm really offended. Jason, I'm really offended.
She didn't mean
it. I believe you. Okay.
Babe.
Horses are smart.
Wait, no.
Horses are smart. I asked you that, you know, when
Paul,
I asked you.
No, I'm offended.
Wait.
I'm going to put my napkin down.
No,
I'm putting my napkin down.
Oh, my God. Don't.
No, I'm upset. I need to take a break.
Please don't. Okay.
You're going to go to the bathroom?
No, okay. I'm going to go. I was about to say sit in our car, but we don't have one. So I'll go.
Why? Because it got stolen?
Babe, your tit is out, babe. Your tit is out
again. Oh, my God. That's so weird. It's again. That's so weird. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, I'm going to put my napkin down.
I'm attracted to horses. I think horses are majestic animals.
Your husband's attracted to horses.
And you can count real good like a horse.
Sweetie, you can count real good.
No, guys, don't.
Like, no, I'm going to call it now. Jason, I'm going to call it now. I'd like to go. I'd like to go. I'd like you to
always,
Uber me. I have one bar left.
I didn't even get
it's not going
to
make it. I'd like you to start the Uber. Okay. I'd like you to start the Uber process.
Shit, my phone was in the car.
I'm sorry. Yeah?
Can you just maybe sincerely apologize so we can kind of try and salvage this dinner? Perhaps?
Okay. June?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry I called you a horse brain.
What do you think, June?
And I'm sorry your car got stolen.
Yeah, say you're welcome. Or say like
you don't have to do it.
Also, I'll say thing. I'll say
please
I accept
go
your
down
apology.
On you later.
Oh, wow.
What?
What is happening?
Wait a second.
What is happening?
I told you.
No.
I told you that's not going to happen.
When are you going to figure yourself out, man?
I told you that's not
going to
happen.
This is honestly.
This is not that couple.
No, okay.
This is not that couple.
You need
that couple we go to seafood with.
You need to figure yourself out.
I am so
bored.
This
is the fifth type of girl that you've brought to dinners like this. It's a waste of our time.
It really
guys,
is.
We have
it
other
really
friends.
Is.
I
would
am
like
sorry.
To see
but wait,
you
June, do you have anything to say to me in terms of apologies?
Oh, no.
Oh,
boy.
No, I don't. I guess I do. Let me think about that for a second. I'm sorry I came.
You came like hardcore?
Oh,
like,
no.
Wow.
A problem.
No.
Wow, I'm so uncomfortable here.
I'm sorry. I'm
no,
sorry.
Jason, it's okay.
No,
it's
no.
I'm here for you.
I understand,
you know?
And
you're
I appreciate it. And I know you guys went to great lengths and have gone through a major life trauma this evening, and you don't want
no,
this to
I'm really
become
rattled.
What
my
I'm
life
really
before
rattled.
My eyes.
I understand.
But I got here at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I understand.
We're paying a sitter.
Oopsie.
She just...
Oops.
Okay, no, that's not an
I'm
oops.
Sorry.
That was
no, the other tit's out, Jason. Tell her to
this,
put the other one back in.
She's basically naked at the table.
Hey, put them away.
I can't. Listen.
Why? Everyone is looking.
You know
what's
sorry.
The point? What's the point?
The point is tits should be free.
Paul, give her this napkin. Give
okay,
her this
here,
napkin.
Here. Take this napkin.
No,
thank
just.
You.
She's
you
not going to put it on. She doesn't want
no.
it. She did
this
it intentionally.
This is
not
a thing.
Oh, wait, you guys. Who can finish this sentence?
What?
What?
I don't wanna
wait
for our
lives
to be
over.
I want
to
end?
Think.
No,
right. I don't know.
Now, what could it
what?
Be? What? Oh my God, that's why we're meant to be together.
What?
I didn't want to wait,
babe. No,
no. This
for
is
our
no.
lives
shh,
to
shh,
be
shh. You're being too
over.
Loud. You're being too loud.
What? No, right
Kayla,
now.
come on.
Yeah, but
babe, look at me.
Have you never seen Dawson's Creek?
No, I've never seen Dawson's
Whoa, June.
Song. Just, I know that song.
Oh my You've God. Never seen Dawson's Creek at all? Like, June. At all? So, like, the all. Relationship between Dawson and Joey means so, nothing to you?
You don't know anything right? of Pacey and Joey?
And no, I so felt like you were a Pisces.
No, I'm a Capricorn. I missed it. I don't know what to say.
Nobody's a Capricorn these days.
Yeah, no.
What does that mean?
It's a bad month. It's a bad birth month.
I don't know what
month.
That even means.
It's a bad birth month.
No one's a Capricorn these days. That doesn't add up.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to fight? You want to fight again?
Oh, no.
No, I don't want to.
I don't want to see this.
I don't want to fight again. I just want you to
fight.
I just
put down the knife. Put down that
I'll
knife.
I'll find a charger
okay.
from someone.
Guys, you're not in danger.
I got to start a lift.
You're not in danger, guys. This is just her.
Do you have a charger? Okay.
All right, you guys. I'm so sorry. Kayla is the worst.
Oh,
and I love you guys. Okay, so are you ready for... Oh no! Here's some more obnoxious.
No, wait,
thing.
Before we do that.
Yeah.
It's her birthday.
Yes, we know. We're very excited about this.
Happy birthday!
Happy huh? birthday!
Thanks, guys. I'm 40.
Oh, 40. God. Game over.
I know.
How do you feel about it? Are you freaking out, or
I'm gonna,
are you?
I'm gonna like glaze. Like, can you yeah. watch my eyes glaze over for a while?
What was? What was the first thing you did as a 40-year-old?
Do you know what? I watched Lady Dynamite.
Oh, nice.
At
nice.
Like 12:30 this morning. That's or fun. Like.
That's great.
Love that show.
That's great.
Okay, so now I'm going to be Karen Sarducci.
Wait, before we do that. Before you do that. Before you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Anna. Happy birthday to you.
Magic is real. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you. I don't know which one of you assholes arranged this.
Who do you think arranged it?
You.
It was me. I did everything.
It was Jason.
Of course yeah. It was Jason. Will you slice her up?
Yeah. Who wants a piece?
Does anyone want a piece of cake?
Yeah, sure. I'll
piece. All right. Okay. No, thank you. I think everyone, right? No, not for me. Not for Jason.
Okay. That was really, really, really kind. Now, listen, I'm calling the three of you in for a general meeting.
Okay.
We're getting past my birthday.
This is studio executive Karen Sarducci.
Karen Sarducci.
Got
not
it.
Studio. Kids. No, she is a CEO.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's a studio head.
Okay, sorry.
Did you
Is forget? She daughter of Father you've, Guido?
You've forgotten.
I've forgotten, although I was her assistant, I believe, at one
no,
point.
No, I'm her assistant.
You're her assistant?
Donovan, yeah.
Who did I play?
You played... Wait, who did you play?
I think I was meeting to be her assistant.
No, you played yourself.
I did?
No,
I don't.
Oh, wait,
think so.
All right. No, someone
doesn't remembers. Matter.
Doesn't matter. It was so funny, regardless.
Who is coming in? You have two sons, Milo and
Milo and Ventimiglia. Yes.
No.
Oh boy.
A son and a daughter.
No, it's two sons named Milo.
I think that's you what I brought. That
we don't
table.
Need the backstory. Actually, we can just
but yeah. People actually, because we use it all the time.
Yeah.
And we talk about it all the time, and no one remembers. But we're going to say this right now: Milo and Ventimiglia, invented by Paul Scheer.
There you go. Take it.
Oh, that's canon.
Okay, so God damn it, Donovan, will you bring these writer,
yes, absolutely,
actor people?
Of course, in? Of course, of course.
All three of them?
Oh, absolutely. Paul, June, Jason, hi guys.
Hi.
Hey, how
good
are
to
you?
See you guys
you?
Again.
Hey.
So you guys remember Karen Sarducci?
Sure.
It's great to see you.
Hey.
Oh, it's great to see you too.
Congratulations. I saw in the trades that you just re-upped for 17 more years.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes,
that's really great.
Thank you.
Great contract.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
I love this office. This thank is so, these couches
thank
are great.
You. Thank you. Yes, we're really proud of all the hits we've had.
Can I get a cup of coffee? Is the guy still here? He said, do you guys want anything? And I just didn't get to say, can I get a cup of coffee?
Hang on. Donovan, the curly-haired gentleman would like something.
Hey, can I get a cup of coffee if you get
yes,
a chance?
Yes, absolutely. It's right here.
Are you guys able to make lattes or...
What kind of latte would you like?
Just a regular latte. Just
sure.
a regular one.
Like, would you like foam on it?
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
like a
regular latte.
Are you
going
to go to like a coffee bean or something?
No, we have a coffee machine here.
Okay. Then I'll just do a regular coffee.
There is a coffee bean across the street. Do you want me to go get you something?
If it's possible.
If that would be great.
If it is from Coffee Bean, definitely. Like, it's not.
Yes.
Okay, so then I want a regular sugar-free vanilla latte.
Okay.
98 degrees.
Okay. I want the exact same thing, but not sugar-free and not vanilla.
Do you want it at 98 degrees as well?
I said the same thing, except for not sugar-free and not vanilla.
Okay. And Paul, you're fine?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Oh, this is so wonderful.
You know what? Now I do want a coffee.
Oh,
can we get that guy, back in here?
Sorry. You just caught me.
Yeah. I'd like a...
No, say you guys it, because like he's going anyway.
I'd like a nitro. A nitro. No, this is what I want.
They don't do it at every Coffee Bean, so you just have to be.
All right, if they have the nitro, give them. I want it in a large glass with ice, but they can put the regular size. But it's because I need the ice in the nitro.
Okay, so you want
the vanilla bean nitro,
the actual like the Venti cup.
No, the Venti cup, but it's not Venti there.
They don't do
it's large.
Starbucks.
Large.
Wait, is it a Starbucks across the street?
It's a Starbucks. I don't want
it's a Coffee Bean.
If it's a Starbucks, then I want. Okay, listen. If it's a Starbucks,
yes.
Then I want a Frappuccino.
Yeah, we should make a backup Starbucks order.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's a Starbucks, I want an iced tea lemonade, shaken iced tea lemonade.
What do you want if it's a Coffee Bean?
Nitro.
Yes.
But I want the regular size nitro in a large glass with ice, and you pour the regular size in there, and it's the vanilla bean nitro. Thank you.
And if it's a Starbucks,
right.
Then I want a coffee light Frappuccino with whip.
And I want shaken iced tea lemonade with passion fruit.
If it's a Starbucks.
If it's a Starbucks. And I want just a small coffee with almond milk and a package of milk chocolate graham crackers.
It might be a Pete's coffee.
Oh, Pete's from Seattle?
Donovan?
Not interested.
I'll
Donovan.
Do LaCroix. Do
Donovan.
LaCroix?
Okay. Donovan.
I'll just stick with this Donovan. Water.
Karen, did you want anything from Coffee Bean?
Donovan, just go to the fucking lobby. Okay. Just get them fucking drip. Come back up here as soon as you can. Oh, my
God.
Karen,
gosh. He seems
great.
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 How long have you had Donovan?
Guy.
Oh, my gosh.
He's wonderful.
He didn't write anything down.
Oh, he just, you know, keeps
it. That's amazing.
Not good. But listen, I wanted to... first of all, I'm huge fans of all three of yours.
Thank you so much.
I love the idea that you can both be actors and writers all at the same time. That's sort of a miraculous quality.
I'm so sorry. I feel awkward because you're doing the walking desks thing. Do you want us to walk in place while we talk?
Yeah, let's stand up.
Please. No,
you're on the move, we should be on the move.
This is good to be up. Yeah, let's all be up.
All right.
We can just
walk in place. Are you just, like, do you keep track how many miles a day you walk on the walking desk?
Yes, I usually do around 7.8 miles.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's a slow pace.
Well...
And that's good.
Hey, listen, slow and steady wins the race, right?
I'm sorry. How many Oscars have you
won? Zero, and I'm sorry you're right. You're
It's supposed to be really good for you. It hasn't helped with any of the weight loss at all? Or?
Well, that is a great point. You know what? And I would love to talk to you about sort of women's issues later. But what I want to pitch to you three is the idea of Grease 3. I'm a Patriot. Now, this is a project where...
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we in high school in the movie? I'm sorry. Do you want us to write this?
I can play high school.
But that's believable.
I can play high school.
I don't think we can play high school.
I can play
high school.
Guys,
we are in our 40s.
Now, wait. You haven't even heard my financial offer.
Oh, wait.
Oh, okay. I don't know that that's going to change whether or not we can convincingly play high school students, but go ahead, Karen.
We can do high school.
Would you like $60 million?
To make the movie?
Each?
To star in the movie?
$60 million.
16.
16.
Each. Is it each or is it?
Yeah, is it each?
It's each. And let's say the budget is around 50.
All right, that's a big chunk. Wow. That big chunk is coming out.
That is financially impossible.
That's about, we're really edging right up against the budget.
It would be impossible to make. Karen,
we're going
to
have basically a couple of dollars to
Karen,
make the movie.
I'm going to just do this. Guys, Karen, a lot of people are talking. They're talking about that you've lost it. That you've lost your mind.
No.
The last three movies you've made have tanked.
No. I have had 18 hits.
Yes.
Yes.
But in the last 18 years.
No, that is not true. I had Candle Wax.
Sure. We all remember Candle Wax, but you've been dining out on that movie for 5 years.
It's a beautiful movie.
It's a beautiful movie.
I've never seen anything that touched me like Candle Wax because it was...
Thank you.
I mean,
and Jason, who knows? Like, she might have a great offer for us. I'm just saying.
Guys, this would be irresponsible
million
of us to indulge mental illness.
It's never made.
It would be
cares?
Like making a deal with Kanye at this point.
Look. Oh my gosh. Kanye. Poor Kanye.
Would that be... Oof.
You want us to make a deal with... You want Kanye in it? I mean...
I mean, look.
He could be like the, you know...
We may have an overage if we have to get him in it.
If we do a musical number, he could be sort of aggressive towards your character, Jason.
Like, just pop up like he did in Anchorman 2? Like, just for like a brief
a
moment?
Cameo. People love you this.
Why my character?
Show.
Why my character?
You know, because...
Karen, I'm sorry, but your tit has fallen out.
Not again.
It's you're walking a little bit too fast. Just, yeah.
It's just if you want to handle that.
Fine.
I feel like let's table Grease 3 because, you know, I don't think any of our strengths are musicals, really.
We're not known as song and dance folk.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
June
I can
carry
it, too. Thank you
I don't want to speak for yeah. June.
All right. Now, the other... Now, we don't have a structure for this movie, but we do have the title... And we're looking for this as our Oscar push.
Do you?
Did you have a structure for Grease 3?
Wait, is this a new movie or are we still talking Grease 3?
This is a new movie.
Oh, okay. New movie, okay.
Great.
I just want to go back to Grease 3 for just 1 second. Do you control the rights for the Grease movies?
Yes.
Okay, great. Cool. Yeah. Great. Just making sure.
Yeah, and I appreciate that you are saving the environment because all these ideas are written on the back of a diaper, right? That is a diaper. That's a human diaper, right?
A human diaper.
A human diaper.
I would argue that all diapers are human diapers.
Oh, have you ever seen a chimpanzee at a zoo?
Wearing a human diaper.
No, that's a chimpanzee diaper.
My love, it's not made for a chimpanzee.
You're fucking embarrassing us.
Honestly, Paul,
you wouldn't go to a Petco to get a diaper like, okay.
Listen, babe, I want to talk to you for a second. Yeah. Excuse us for 1 second. We're not in a great financial spot.
Okay.
I know this woman's not well.
Okay.
But if she's really talking about $60 million, and if we can really just get her to sign it or whatever, then I guess if she's singing
about
right
the
now.
Diaper
no,
thing.
I mean, is the guy going to come back with the coffee or what?
Dude, I'm
okay, yes,
I'm
back.
I'm losing my sparkle big time.
You don't have a structure.
I've also been walking for like minutes.
Yeah,
you don't have a structure for this movie,
so
but what is it?
Okay, so the next movie... that I want to pitch to you, which this really is our big award winning project.
Is your
movie already won awards?
It's going to.
It's going
Got
to.
It.
It's Got called it. Existential Gorgeousness.
Oh, I love
wow,
it.
Wow, that's a recipe.
EG, I like that.
Put Helen Mirren in it.
Yeah.
And we got a movie. Helen Mirren, Will Smith, put them together.
These are the people that you consider most gorgeous? Is that, or most existential?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
I mean, to me,
to you, that's great. Yeah. Oh, I get it.
You have an everyman.
Is there anybody attached?
No.
Oh, great.
No, but we just need a structure, a concept. We need to fill it out.
Look, you have the title, which is sometimes more than half the battle.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Right? Thank you.
I'm already into it. And the diaper, you guys, the diaper is used.
Oh God!
It is soiled.
It is a soiled diaper.
By a monkey or a human?
What do you mean?
Coffee.
Oh, great!
Hey, coffee.
Thank you, Donovan.
All right. Donovan. Yeah.
So, Donovan, did you not see a Starbucks or? Because
no, he said coffee bean.
I know. All right. So the Starbucks is off the table.
There is a Starbucks block away. Would you like something from there?
Yeah,
Donovan,
like
don't fucking get her anything. They have not delivered on shit.
Is there a Baja Fresh near here?
Great cue.
There's a Rubio's,
do you have an A for that?
Rubio's Baja.
Donovan, shut the fuck up.
Okay, sorry.
I do like
existential
Rubio's.
Gorgeousness. Existential gorgeousness.
It opens at a Victoria's Secret's model kind of thing, like an angel
Love.
Show.
Yeah.
You know? And it's
we're backstage. Like the models are getting ready to go on. They're beautiful. They're gorgeous.
And Helen Mirren is kind of this old bag of a, you know, we make her ugly, you know, because she's gorgeous, and we just really ugly her up, you know. So then she does that thing where
this
she takes
fashion show movie.
Yeah, it's a fashion show movie. It's kind of like the reverse.
I was sort of thinking it was sort of like a soul searching, like I'm going through
like
Nepal.
Wild?
It is. Oh. It's one, it's one supermodel searching for her wings.
Anne Hathaway is on the runway, it all falls apart.
Yes, and she loses her angel wings.
Where is she?
Right now.
Like Nepal. Like you just said, maybe she like she falls and she embarrasses herself on the runway and then she decides to go and find herself abroad.
And it's kind of like Eat, Pray, Love, but it's more like existential
gorgeousness. Yeah. You know, and
I like it.
She falls in love with the
next Lin-Manuel Miranda.
She falls in love with Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is in the middle of the movie. The Dalai Lama dies, and he is chosen as the new Dalai Lama.
I love it. Where are we? Are we in Bangladesh right now? Where are we?
Oh, we're in Los Angeles, Karen.
Yeah,
we're in Los Angeles.
We're in your office.
Nepal is hot. Doctor Strange brought in like I don't know $600 million. And people want to be there, see it, and it's like, is Doctor Strange in this? Maybe we could have like a little crossover. I don't know.
I mean, that would be, it would be visually.
Tilda Swinton is great. I love Tilda Swinton. Oh, so
Tilda
good.
Swinton,
so good.
Gorgeous and unusual.
She's not focused at all.
Yeah,
she's lost us.
Yeah. I think she's, I don't know. She's out of breath on that.
I gotta say, I wish they had put more sugar-free vanilla in here. It's not like
mine is so sweet.
Yeah,
I should have done it your way.
Do you want me to go back?
Mine's great.
I want to think about Sri Lanka.
Oh, Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka.
Love it.
Okay. We can do it there.
I don't like Sri Lanka only because when I'm putting it into final draft, it doesn't auto-correct it. So I'm always having trouble.
Point. Oh,
so
just create a shortcut.
What?
Just create a shortcut.
So I do it once.
Yeah, so you just do a keyboard shortcut that just automatically punches in Sri Lanka when you want it.
That's what I need to do.
Okay, yeah. I've got keyboard shortcuts for
everything. I've never created a keyboard shortcut in my life.
Oh.
Are you a text extender guy? Or is this something
text
you do
expander?
Yes.
Yeah, of course I'm a text expander guy. Oh, yeah.
Donovan?
It's part of my workflow.
Will you get these fucking dicks out of my office?
You guys, thank you so much for coming
in. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Thank you so much.
We're walking. Don't worry.
Okay. We have one call, and her name is Gabby. She is in St. Louis, and she is 31 years old.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Gabby.
Gabby, what's up?
Hi. Hey.
Anna is here, and she is going to introduce you to all of our guests.
Awesome.
I'm here with Paul, Jason, and June.
Awesome. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Gabby.
Anna, happy birthday before I forget.
Oh, thank you.
Gabby, you're wondering if the guy you just met online could be the one. Before you get into why you're concerned, give us a little background.
Okay. Let me know if I'm making the story too long. I was on J-Swipe, and everybody knows what J-Swipe is?
No.
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 Oh, is it like J-Date for swiping?
It's like with swiping. So I call it the Tinder for Jews.
That's a
Jewish Tinder. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so I have been single for a while, and I live in St. Louis, and I want a Jewish man, but, you know, so the community here is not that big. So I opened the geographic preferences for all over the world.
That really opens your, all over the world.
Well, also that I also gave up, you know, I was like, I'm not going to find anyone. So let's just play a game. Let's see who's out there.
Okay, Gabby, so where is this man located?
The man that I met in Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
So not too far.
No, that's not. Yeah. I thought we were going like international. Texas is doable.
Yeah, Texas is doable.
Wait, so the nearest Jewish person to you is Texas?
No. There's a lot near me, but okay. I'm friends with a lot of the Jewish guys here. I don't want to date them.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Yeah. And so, you know, he started messaging me, and then I replied, and I don't know. We ended up talking on the phone, and then it's been going on for about a month. And so finally, you know, it got deep very quickly, which is weird. Like, I don't know, we started talking about life and the things we want. And I don't know, I'm just really fascinated by him. Like, he's super, he's studied a lot and, he's a doctor, and I have a PhD, so I like men who have a high, high degree as well. And then he finally was like, when do we get to meet? And so one day I thought first, when I first sent the message to Anna and Sim, I thought that I wouldn't be able to see him until January, but I ended up being able to go, I'm going to go this Friday to see him.
Great.
So what is the concern?
The concern is, first of all, I think I'm a little crazy for doing this because, you know, I don't know this person. However, we do have friends in common. So I did a little bit of background research on him, and the reports that I got were good, that he's a nice guy, he's not a weirdo.
Tell me what he told you the other day, which kind of freaked you out.
So he told me, when you're here, what can I do to make you think that you're on a date with your future husband?
Well,
it's fast.
But I actually talked to him a few hours ago, and I told him that that was a little bit too much.
Great. That sounds appropriate. That you felt comfortable enough with him to communicate your feelings is a good sign.
Yeah. And he said, oh, no, I meant, I was joking, what I wanted to say is like, what can I do to make you feel comfortable when you're here? So that's what he said. That's what he meant. But he's 38 and
gross. That's gross.
Ew.
Gabby, without being impolitic, can I ask about how old you are?
I'm 31.
Oh, okay. So that's not...
Do you think like he's still going to be alive and stuff when you get there?
And I like older men.
Yeah, because older men are the best.
Yes.
I have to say, I don't think that husband comment is that weird because he's saying future husband, which to me implies like...
But they've never FaceTimed.
I understand. I agree
with June, yeah.
I don't think it's that bad.
You don't think it's a little...
I think when you're dating, isn't everybody hoping that this is a match? You know, I think he's not saying
it's it could be perceived of as a romantic gesture.
I find
gesture.
It to be romantic.
It could go either way. There's a glass half empty, glass half full way to look at a comment like that.
But I'm feeling that Gabby, you're a little guarded.
Yes, a lot. Because I thought I had given up, I was done.
If you're going to see this guy, you got to let that down. Make sure you have an escape plan at all times.
This is what I was going to ask Gabby, and I think this is incredibly important, especially because you're going to where he is, so you're putting yourself in a vulnerable position. Are you planning on, staying in a hotel by yourself? Are you planning on staying with him? Like, what is the situation when you're there such that you feel that you are safe, that you are taking care of yourself, that you are protected? Just because you don't know how it's going to go and you want to make sure that whatever situation you find yourself in, you most of all feel comfortable.
So I thought about that a lot. And so because I got the good reports from my friends who know him, I'm like, okay, he seems safe and I trust these people. They're good friends of mine. So I'm going to stay with him, but I have close friends in Houston whom I know that if anything happens, I can call them and they will save me right away.
All right, great. So you have an escape plan. You're doing it good, right?
I mean, will you have your own rental car? It sounds like you've done appropriate homework. It sounds like you've done due diligence on this person with people that hopefully will know stuff about him. I would only say in respect to the fact that you've never met this person to just be, cognizant of how bad these things could go. You know, maybe you want to have a rental car. Maybe you want to have something that you feel like is in that, a small percentage chance that it is not what you think or not what you want, you are able to, on your own volition, leave the situation.
And I think that it's in a tricky position because I think in dating, you need to both protect yourself fully, like Jason's saying, and make sure you're safe, number one, and, have all those outs, and also be completely vulnerable and open. And that's really scary.
Well, it's like, keep your heart open and your like body kind of protected.
Yeah, make sure your mind is not, you know, make sure you're being pragmatic and logic. It is unfortunately things that are at, you're putting yourself in a position where your things are at odds, you know, like with each other. Your mind will want to protect yourself, but June's right. You want to keep your heart open to accept what could be a potential love connection, but don't, again, like, even though you've only
prepare for a serial killer.
But here's the thing too, and this is the honest truth of it, is this is not just a typical date. You're going somewhere to meet this person. So everything is going to be heightened.
Yes.
He's going to be heightened. You're going to be heightened. Because if this works out, you're going to see each other more. If it doesn't, you'll never see this or talk to this person again.
So don't feel compelled to, like, do it all in one fell swoop.
Right.
To, like even though it is extreme because you're traveling for it, it is not everything. This is still, for all intents and purposes, a first date. So treat it as
such. But it will be a heightened first date, because so there is higher expectations. So I think just going into that, you have to kind of be like, there's enough reason for you to travel to this person. So he wants to be like, yeah, how can I impress you? What do you like? What, you know, if it's like, oh, I like Italian food, he could take you to a good, you know, it's like he wants to show you the best time that's going to be to your liking. So I feel like you have to be open and receptive of that.
Yeah. I think I'm just, you know, I am worried of, like, you know, I found my happily jaded place, and now I'm like, oh, I'm going to come out of it, and what if it doesn't work out, and I've been heartbroken before.
And it may get broken again, you know.
Oh, yeah. But that is, like, you said you're 31?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's, you know, like, I understand the impulse to give up. And I do think that, like, being single, I'm still single, I'm 44. I feel like the impulse to give up is, you know, like, it's a roller coaster of giving up and not giving up, you know? And you don't know when those people are going to find you, you know?
What's the other choice? It's like that, to me, it's like, what's the other choice? Like, you're jaded, so forever? I mean, look, you have to jump in.
And that's the other thing is, like, I mean, we can all say, like, giving up, oh, I'm giving up, but, like, what other thing in life are you like, oh, I'm not exactly where I want to be at work, I guess I'll just give up? You would never do that. You would keep moving forward. And that's what you have to do in love as well, is you need to keep moving forward. Don't expect to get to the end of the race by the end of the weekend. Just still be running the race, though. That's, I think, important.
And also, Gabby, you're not giving up and you're not jaded, because if you were jaded and you gave up, you wouldn't even be here.
Yes,
that's true.
You know, and like
your behavior belies somebody who is engaged.
And at every point in a relationship, even when you know that this is a person you're either married to or whatever, and don't worry, it's not going to get too personal. But you're constantly,
Gabby, Paul and June are married, just so you know.
But you're constantly you're constantly risking your heart over and over again. And I mean, that's what life is.
If everybody was so afraid of having their heart broken that they gave up, nobody would be together.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Because everybody, that's the thing, is it feels so unique and so individual that our hearts have been broken, but it literally is, every single person has had their heart broken. It could not be a more universal truth for everybody, but it is really a testament to your fortitude that you are still forging forward and willing to kind of try something else and try something new and go someplace new and all of these things. This is all, like, I think, really good for you. Just, I think, I really only would caution that you make sure that you are yourself once you're there, safe and protected, you know, in case it's not what you expect. That's all.
I guess I'm also really worried, like, what if it is something that I don't expect? Even though, yes, I live far away, I won't have to see him again. I'm worried about the disappointment, you know, like.
You told me you're also worried about the sexual disappointment too, right?
Yeah.
Why do you feel pressure to have sex with him?
It's been a while for me. No, but I really think it's because
I feel like everyone feels pressure to have sex with people away.
Okay, I mean they've never met before, so I don't know if you're talking.
Well,
I don't know how it works.
Let's go, Gabby. Have you guys had explicit conversations about whether or not there are sexual expectations, or is that just still kind of romantically out there? Question mark.
No, we talked about it, and I told him there's no guarantee, and he's like, that's great. Okay, you know, we'll be, you know, if you're comfortable, we'll, and we want to do it, we'll do it. If not, and that's okay. But I'm probably going to want to do it. That's what I know about me. That's the problem, you know?
That's not a problem. That's a healthy person.
Yeah. And I think if you want to do it, you know, unless you have, I mean, if you feel like you're there and you're at a point where you want to have sex with him, that's probably a little bit of an indication that you feel comfortable with him and that you feel, you know, I mean, that's kind of good news.
And also that's part of this whole thing is like you're testing the waters out. Is this somebody that you want to, it's not an easy relationship. It's going to be more than a first date because you're traveling, you're doing all this sort of stuff. So it's sort of like if you do it, you'll get another answer to a question. You can put that all together to be like, am I going to continue or am I not going to continue? Because that's a big part of relationships, that kind of chemistry.
And keep in mind, this is all kind of, not to reduce this to something that is overly pragmatic, but because this is a stranger, you are kind of data gathering, you know, and you already know that you like his mind, you already know that you like what he does, you already know that you like elements of him as a person and how intelligent he is, but you really don't know, you know,
now
physically.
Now it's time to check out his butthole.
Yeah, you don't know physically, and that is another element that should it be important to you, you will need to kind of figure out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the other thing that I'm worried about. I've done long distance before and it sucks. So
really,
if this works out and we are long distance, I know that's going to hurt too. You know, anyway, I'm going to have feelings, and that.
Oh, but thank God.
This is exciting.
Gabby, thank God for feelings. Thank God for feelings.
Yeah.
Just, you know what, Gabby, have fun with this. This is a really exciting time for you, and let us know how it goes. Send me an email afterwards.
Like immediately okay. after you have sex.
Yes, or during the sex.
During?
Text us during the sex.
A Snapchat would be great.
Good luck.
Sounds good.
Good luck, Gabby. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. This is very helpful. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Gabby's going for it.
Gabby's going for it.
So wait, June, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
How did you know when you were kind of in love with your husband?
That's me.
Well, Paul and I had an interesting relationship because we were very friendly for a little while. And then, like, one drunken night, it turned into something else.
Like what?
No, but I remember the next day, we immediately dropped into each other's lives. Like, we're going on errands and going to the post office and going out for... Like, there was no courtship other than that. We just needed that one moment to turn our friendship into, like, a romantic relationship.
Did you guys feel like you were just suddenly giggling together and, like...
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I'm so embarrassed.
Sorry.
No, I don't know. I feel like because we were friends first, we knew a lot about each other. It's interesting hearing this listener call in because in some ways I relate to it because I felt so close to Paul for so long before we were.
But it wasn't like we were like friends. It wasn't like one of those like movies where like, man, we're friends. It was like kind of like
we were dating people.
Yeah, and we were like, we would hang out and we would have dinners and like, you know, but it wasn't like. We weren't, like, on the phone or texting each other.
No, but we would go out and spend, like, you know, we would go out till 4 a.m. together, right. But we were also both dating other people. So that was...
Yeah.
What I do remember is calling my sisters and telling them about Paul, and I remember feeling I can't stop talking about him. Like, I was talking about him all the time. But I wasn't aware, really, of how I was feeling yet. I just knew I was, like,
that's
compulsively
so
talking about this guy. And one of my sisters was like, who is this person? But, yeah. I don't know if it was a definitive moment, you know. It was more of a, I don't know. It was just so easy. There was nothing hard about it. There was nothing.
Sinking in.
Yeah. It was just so
easy. There wasn't much debate about it. Yeah.
It was once we made the decision with the help of like alcohol to, like, you know, hook up. Then it was we never left each other's side.
We were sabotaged by friends that were going out that told each of us that the other wasn't interested in each other. So that was a difficult moment because I think that they were both protecting us. So that kind of like put us at this thing. I was like, oh, I guess she's not interested. And she's like, oh, I guess he's not interested.
I heard the same.
And but so, did that let you guys continue a friendship longer so you became closer?
That was already when we were dating. That was already after.
No.
No, it wasn't?
No.
I'm confused with the timeline. Yeah, it did. It made me feel like, well, why doesn't he like me? And I had been told
I want to hear about the vulnerability. Okay, so wait. Why doesn't... Because I have so many vulnerable, like... shit with Chris and like my exes. So wait, specifically tell me.
So my girlfriend had told me that Paul really liked me but didn't like me like that and didn't feel like there was that connection. And I was devastated, absolutely devastated. And Paul's friend had told him the same.
And the worst part about it was we had met up for dinner and it was kind of like
a great
date.
It was the dinner that you, like, when you realize, like, I've met my husband. It was the dinner of, like, just complete
And it was
connection.
Just the two of you.
Yes.
The two of us.
And then we met up with, so it was, like, going great. Then we met up with these
other.
It could
not have been going, I mean, it was, like, New York City. Oh. There forever eating and just laughing and telling
Wait,
stories.
Are you on, like, every set? Like, I need to know.
No,
like,
we were in Soho.
Oh, of course you were. I love it. Oh.
And
you're having this fabulous night.
Like amazing
And then
dinner.
An obnoxious couple comes in.
Well, they come in. They were drunk. And then...
Drunk.
And then... And it
got...
Energy
was so wrong.
Did they survive?
Kind of
no. And then we went out dancing. And then at that place... And we were having such a fun time. And then at that place is when we both were told... That we...
No, you were told.
Oh, okay. You didn't know that?
I was told a little bit later. I was told like the next weekend.
Oh, so...
What?
He was pulled aside by his friend and was told that I was not into him.
But I did... They did something that I'm always proud of in that moment, which was my gut would be to leave and be like, fuck this, I'm going to leave. Because I felt embarrassed and dumb. But I stayed. I was like, you know what? I'm having a good enough time. Whatever. I'll just stay. And it was fun. And I'm glad that I did, because if I didn't, I don't know, it would have been...
Well, that was the first night we really, like, kissed.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So it was an important night for you to stay.
Yeah. And there you go.
I love that.
Oh, that's such mixed messages, though.
Yeah, it was a real
To be
tricky.
Told she's not into you and
well,
then have the first kiss is like a whole
And then
yeah.
I was, like,
roller coaster.
So confused.
Of course.
He was
so
really confused. He was really, really confused. Yeah.
That's
and then I was confused later. I mean, you know, that's the thing about falling in love, too. Like, sometimes one person falls really hard. Like, I felt like you fell really hard earlier. Like, what this guy is saying to her about, you know, you fell really hard. And I was like, whoa, he's really going there. And I felt it, too, but I wasn't quite ready to vocalize it. And then, like, 6 months later, I was panicked in love. Like, panicked and, like fraught with... I can't even deal with these feelings. But he had already been like, we're together and that's great. And, you know, there's no problems here. So sometimes I think like when one person wraps their mind around it earlier,
yes.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's our love story.
It's beautiful.
Is it? No, it is beautiful. I love it.
No.
I do.
Because, yeah, Chris and I have, well, not anything similar. But a story. I'll tell you later. Oh, this is Sim once again saying wrap it up. But it is actually kind of similar. Anyway, I love you guys, June, Paul, Jason. I love you guys so much.
Thank you for having
us. We love you.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
So much fun.
Happy birthday.
If it would be okay if I shoved this cake in your face?
No.
I mean, let's just say you did because it's a audio medium.
What the hell? Come on.
Come on, Anna.
We came here for your birthday.
Follow us on Unqualified. Be sure to listen to... Oh, thank you very much.
No problem.
Wait, Paul, what's
We're sharing mics,
what's the name
everybody. We're
what's
sharing
the name
mics.
Of the show? They texted?
Oh, don't even worry about it.
Are you
it.
Sure?
It's fine, yeah.
All right, fine. How Did This Get Made is their podcast, and guess what? We're doing kind of a little bit of a crossover, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know when this drops, but you'll be able to hear it on our show on December 9th.
Awesome. Good night, everyone.
I love you.